Let's head now into the culinary hotbed that is the woods of Stratford, New Hampshire. That's where a summer camp for kids has spent the past few weeks building an outdoor bread oven. For this week's Foodstuffs, NHPR's Todd Bookman was there when the first loaves came out.
The scene here is one part Keebler Elves, one part Lord of the Flies. A skinny kid is swinging a hammer, another wields a blowtorch, the oven is cranking at nearly 1,000 degrees, and that's when a collective urge to sing Led Zeppelin breaks out. This is the Beam Camp's unique recipe book. Beam is a sleepaway camp for kids ages roughly 11 through 17. Each summer, they spend a few weeks building, as a team, a large-scale project. In years past, it's been a 30-foot water slide, a giant kaleidoscope, hand-cranked flipbooks. It's always big, and it's always weird. Deborah, age 14, says when she arrived this year and found out they'd be making a bread oven and grain mill from scratch...
I kind of laughed, because I'm like, that's kind of going to be hard, but... Like, Beam really makes it happen, like, with all the teamwork and the staff are really put into their hard work and stuff, so it gets done.
What's getting done this time is not just a bread oven. It's more of a Rube Goldberg machine that deconstructs bread making. On one end, two stationary bikes have been welded together. Isabella is grinding away on one of them.
So, when I'm biking, the chain is moving the pole, which is connected to two wheels. That's milling the grain and putting it into the bucket.
The bike spins a gear that spins a mill that turns the grain into flour. Another kid grabs the flour, adds it to the wild sourdough starter. Others are busy chopping wood that gets fed into the brick oven they built.
Let's get this fire going.
Along with learning masonry and welding, the campers have been practicing their bread baking skills inside the cafeteria. Brian Cohen is one of Beam Camp's co-founders.
It's been a very carb-loaded last week or so for the camp. A lot of butter being eaten as well.
You know, making good bread is already a challenge. Yeah. It seems like you're intentionally making it even more complicated.
Well, you know, that is the core of everything that we do with kids, is to create challenges and to teach them the tools and techniques that they can use to address those kinds of challenges, and by extension the greater challenges that they face as they grow up.
I guess it's not about making it difficult, but breaking it down into the processes.
This is Katrina Valchik. She and her husband, Michael Garnett, both architects, designed what they call the Brawn and Bread Oven. Each year, Beam teams up with professionals to sketch out the projects. The couple came from London to oversee the last few days of work. They hope it shows the campers all the labor that goes into a product we often take for granted.
Making a structure which overtly illustrates the whole process of bread making and makes a performance of it.
I am ready to mill all night. The grain must be milled.
All that hard work on the bicycle is about to pay off.
And it looks like oh, the first loaves are coming out.
Okay.
A counselor pulls out 9 round loaves of sourdough. They're set aside to cool, and then the bread is tangy, slightly charred, homemade in every sense. 12-year-old Rafi sums it up like this.
This is so crazy. Right, like, we built this oven in a month. Yeah, exactly. 2 weeks, and now we have...
And now we can make bread from it.
If we have water and we have this grain, we can make bread forever.
Or at least until camp ends and school starts. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.